My name is Liliana De Luca. I wanted to come to this meeting to point out the efforts of Columbia University professor Rafael Yuste to stop illegal uses of technology and neurotechnology. Professor Yuste heads the neurotechnology department of Columbia University and is also the director of the Neuro Rights Foundation. He advised the United Nations Secretary General to include the UN's highest priorities worldwide. There were five of them, including the banning of neurotechnology abuses and biotechnology abuses. He agreed with Nils Melzer, the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, who wrote numerous reports on with the goal of stopping electronic torture attacks against civilians, which he named cyber torture, and defined it for the world in his first comprehensive report dated March 20, 2020. He said that this was a new form of torture through illegal uses of electronic technologies, and that this crime against humanity had to be completely eradicated from the world. I'm heading Columbia University's neurotechnology department. Professor Yuste wrote down five important neuro rights that all human beings should have a right to access. These neuro rights include the right of people to have independent thinking and freedom of thought in connection with a person's civil liberties of freedom and independence, the right to protect intellectual property, the right to privacy without intrusions into the brain and neural system of a person for profit. These neuro rights have been adopted by the Organization of American States, the Human Rights Council, and UNESCO. And the Human Rights Council is incorporating them into international treaties, like the Covenant for Civil and Political Rights, and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Thank you.